Be Ye Doers of the Word, selected artwork from the 4th International Art Competition sponsored by the Museum of Church History and Art. The Apostle James urged the saints to be doers of the word and not hearers only, James chapter 1, verse 22. The Apostle John taught that we should show our love in deed and in truth, 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. Mormon wrote that by their works ye shall know them, for if their works be good, then they are good also, Moroni chapter 7, verse 5. As Latter-day Saints, we are a people of action, striving to do good in deed and in truth. We endeavor to follow gospel principles in our goal of coming unto Christ. The third article of faith reinforces this teaching. We believe that through the atonement of Christ, all mankind may be saved by obedience to the laws and ordinances of the gospel. Following is artwork that focuses on various gospel principles. Captions accompanying the artwork displayed in this article. You Can't Take It With You by Rebecca C. Knudsen of Provo, Utah, praises service and compassion. Everybody calls her Mom Birch. She opened her home to troubled teens and others who needed a place to stay and someone to talk to. She and her husband raised sheep and befriended Native Americans they met while in the mountains. One gave her a pair of beaded leather gloves as a token of friendship. And this piece of artwork is done by Hooklatch. Glorious Gladys by Peter Blakely of Kent, England, honors those who endure to the end. Baptized at age 9 in 1920, Gladys struggled alone for the first 30 years of her membership. She epitomizes the charity, devotion to duty, and grace of a true English lady. And the painting is of this elderly woman sitting on a bench, surrounded by loving people. The Initial Act by David Lynn of Provo, Utah, which won an award of merit, symbolizes courage and faith. Courage and the vision to see with an eye of faith are universal attributes. However, the pivotal moment comes when we step off the safe and well-worn path and move into unknown territory guided only by the light of faith. The painting shows a young man striding forward into a field of rocks. He's holding the light of Christ in the form of a torch in his hand. The New Ocean by Don Lind of Lake Oswego, Oregon, embodies hope in the future. He was an astronaut on the Space Shuttle Challenger in 1985. As a rocket launches toward space, I see not only tremendous power and high adventure, but also modern pioneers launching their fragile craft onto a new ocean. Their ship looks different, but the spirit is the same. And this beautiful painting shows in the background the faint outlines of a sailing ship, and in the foreground, the Space Shuttle Challenger rocketing away from Earth. Sanctify to Thee Thy Deepest Distress by Judy Law of Springville, Utah, which won an award of merit, explores our earthly sufferings. Mortality brings pain, but we live beyond earth life and we are not alone and forgotten in our struggles and suffering here. Our loving Heavenly Father cares for us and sustains us. He will send strength, comfort, and peace. One day He will turn our faith to wisdom, our challenges to blessings, our suffering to joy. And this impressive artwork shows a number of people suffering some of the tribulations of this earth. There is a woman holding a baby in her arms and crying mightily as she realizes the baby has died in her arms. And behind her, a group of young angels are standing by to comfort her. Another mother is holding the head of her sick child as he lay on the ground, and she is giving him a sip of water. A grieving widow is grieving at the grave of her husband. A man is grieving as he holds the body of his dead wife. And a young couple, kneeling together and clasping each other in their arms, grieves over the death of two young children lying on the ground beside them. And in the background is a man laboring hard to dig a brand new grave for one of the fallen. And this piece of artwork is a wonderful montage of true human suffering. The First Christmas in Dixie by Wallace G. Lee of St. George, Utah, pays tribute to resourcefulness. It was a cold, rainy night in St. George in December 1861, food, fuel, and shelter were scarce. A Christmas dance was held to cheer the saints. The people each received a roasted potato to warm their hands and to eat later. Suddenly, a fiddle string broke and there was no replacement. A sister had a spool of silk thread, and in candlelight, the thread was twisted and stretched onto the fiddle. The substitute string worked, and the dance continued. The artwork shows a woman standing holding the spool of thread, one gentleman holding the violin by the light of a candle, and the third gentleman carefully restringing the violin with the twisted thread. Calm in the Storm by Linda Etherington of Fremont, California, reminds us of the peace that comes from the gospel of Jesus Christ. This mother is not unaware of the storm. Nevertheless, she is at peace. And the painting shows in the foreground a mother and her son. In the background, a tumultuous storm is brewing over the hills beyond. Our Blanket of Faith by Ingrid Frost of Michelstadt, Germany, celebrates the faith of Latter-day Saints in East and West Germany who worked together to rebuild their common country and to do the work of the Lord. This beautiful piece of work is a patchwork quilt, with each patch depicting some aspect of working together. Put Your Shoulders to the Wheel by Milton E. Jones, Jr. of Orem, Utah, glorifies work. How important it is to put our efforts into obeying God's command and subduing the elements instead of one another. And this artwork depicts two very strong humans, a man and a woman, pushing vigorously the handcart that they are trying to get up the hill. End of picture article, Be Ye Doers of the Word, selected artwork from the 4th International Art Competition, sponsored by the Museum of Church History and Art.